Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is June 11th, 2025. Welcome to everybody watching in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We tried to start right away tonight because there is a lot to cover. There is a lot to get into. There's a lot of talk going on about this nation being on the brink of civil war. There's a lot of prophetic details to get into with this. So welcome to everybody jumping on right now. I see Cape Town, South Africa. Welcome to our international audience who just came in. New York City. Hello to our neighbors in NYC and New Jersey. I see Kansas as well. Massachusetts, Oklahoma. Let's see. Brooklyn. Love the boroughs. Welcome, Brooklyn. Edward Island, Prince Edward Island in Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada as well. Alabama, South Africa, Michigan. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. I see Florida, Seymour, Connecticut. Welcome to our neighbors in Connecticut and in Washington, Pennsylvania. Welcome. Minneapolis, Oklahoma, Ohio. Let's see who else is coming in. You're all pouring in right now. Welcome, welcome. Oh, Texas. God bless Texas. Multiple Texas. Georgia coming in as well. The UK. Hello to our friends in the UK as well. Czech Republic. Hello, hello to our friends coming in from the Czech Republic. We're so happy to have you here. This is delicious, by the way, and it's sweetened with stevia. Just if you all, I was picking it up. I figured I'd show it to you. It's very good. Just to get my throat going here for a minute. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I just saw Bulgaria come in as well. Blessings in Bulgaria. Our international audience is just pouring in. We are so happy to have you with us tonight. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer. We're getting right in. There is a lot powerfully, prophetically to cover tonight of what is going on as we see the state of the nation unfolding, as we see what is happening in LA, as we see what has been planned for across the country. And we're going to talk about this too. So we're going to open up in prayer and we're going to get right into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you. We enter your courts with praise. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We say, this is the day the Lord has made, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us, Father, of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father God. We all sin and fall so incredibly short of the glory of God. Lord, we just praise you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And I praise you, Father God. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ said, it is finished. And that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. And he descended into the underworld. He literally took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He is ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father victoriously forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Lord, let your power, the weight of your glory, your might, your truth, your authority greatly fall, Father God, that you would mightily go forth tonight, Lord, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, be the convictor, Father God. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, has to say. And Father, I just ask tonight, you order my words, you order our steps tonight, Father God, that you would fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us, be our front and rear guard, Father God, as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Lord, we praise you for the privilege of your word, the privilege of the Holy Spirit, Father God, the privilege of being able to minister, Father God, and the privilege, Father God, of your grace that purchased us with the highest price, Father God, the shedding of the blood of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, this office, Father God, above and below, and guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, weaponry, blueprint, attack, sabotage, interference, strategy, arrow, and weapon that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, and willing vessels of the enemy would attempt in any way, shape, or form, or through anyone. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command it to destroy, dismantle, disable, and cast back to the areas you have designated, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are vessels to be receptacles for your glory. Every breath we owe you, every breath we take is because you breathed into us. We are the dust of the earth, Father God, without your spirit and your breath breathed into us, Father God. We praise you, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, for you sit on the highest throne. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we go forth tonight and we love you. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to everybody coming in during prayer. Now, if you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it right now. And like and subscribe, because we have a lot of power-packed, prophetic insight to get into tonight with the discussion going on that this nation is on the brink of civil war right now. We're in a month filled with pride. And so we have a lot prophetically to deep dive into tonight. So we, as the body, as the ecclesia, the body of Christ, can be equipped, ready to intercede, ready to use the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of destruction of strongholds, ready to be the voice crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, ready to rise to the occasion and be the Acts Church that this nation needs right now. So this is why we're doing this. So let's get into this right away as people are coming on. Because if you notice, there has been something bubbling, and we're going to get into prophetic words about this too, where the Lord had started saying in words about civil war and just mentioning that this was going to kind of come to the forefront. You see a civil war almost happening within the church right now. You see a civil war boiling over with immigration. You see a civil war within political parties percolating. We saw what happened with President Trump and Elon that appears to be quelling. However, that fire, I don't think, is completely out yet, but keep praying. We see governors opposing presidents, mayors opposing presidents, state opposing state. This has all erupted in a month filled with pride. The groundwork was laid. The wiring was laid before the switch was hit. And now we're seeing what's happened because of that. And so you have Karen Bass, Mayor Bass of LA. Now, I'm going to affectionately call her Big Mouth Bass. I'm going to affectionately call her this because Big Mouth Bass in lakes, they lurk in the darkness and they react too quick when they see a shiny object or they see bait and they get hooked because of their large mouths. They're hooked easily. And this is what we are seeing unfolding with this. It's interesting. Now she's accusing the media of falsely representing the protests. So now they're turning on each other. Now you've got the corrupt accusing the media of being corrupt. This is a turn of events, but this is what we see happening. So I want to show you something that has been circulating. And Bass Pro, largemouth bass, Bass Pro. So I want to put up this website and I want to show you something that is percolating across the entire nation. And we're going to scroll down and show you the map. This is nokings.org. And this is what it says. They've defied our courts, deported Americans, disappeared people off the streets, attacked our civil rights, and slashed our services. No, that's what the globalists did. That's what the Democrats did. That's what the corrupt did. And it says the corruption has gone too far. No thrones, no crowns, no kings. On June 14th, we rise up. This is the map of the protests that are planned all over the nation to rise up on June 14th. Now, notice the word civil is in there, right? They're coming after our civil rights. They're attacking our civil rights. Well, what do you call what you did during COVID? What do you call that? What do you call all of a sudden my body, my choice doesn't work for inoculations? All of a sudden, that doesn't work. 6 feet apart. Can't leave your house. Only do this. You got to wear masks. You want to talk about attacking civil rights. Now they're getting a dose of their own medicine in a way, and they don't like it. But June 14th is the date for this. June 14th happens to be President Trump's birthday. It also is the scheduled military parade that President Trump wants to have. They are attempting to spread these protests like they spread the COVID variant. This is what they are attempting to do. And the enemy will always accuse you of what he is doing. He is always good. If you are taking away territory on him, he's going to accuse you of exactly what he's done, because the corrupt and the globalists have defied the courts. They're the ones that are making people disappear off the street. We won't even get into that for a moment. Going after civil rights, slashing services. They're accusing the Trump administration of doing exactly what they've done. And the enemy will always accuse you of what he himself is doing in order to deflect off of his crimes, off of his indiscretions, off of his sins. Example, 1 Kings 18:17. Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel? Is that you, O troubler of Israel?" Elijah was not the troubler of Israel. Ahab and Jezebel, with their corruption, Baal worship, sacrificing of children, downright rebellion and violence, were the ones bringing the trouble upon Israel. Elijah the prophet was sent as an officer of the court of heaven to deliver the verdict, because they had been weighed in God's court and found wanting. And now the wage for their sin was being paid out. And they didn't like the wage they were receiving for their works of sin. So they accused the officer of the court of being the troubler of Israel, when they were the ones that brought it on their own heads. The people behind this No Kings and all of this, what they're doing, these are the same people that attempted to make Obama a king and make him the American Pharaoh. The ones accusing of corruption are the ones committing the violence, the assaulting of women, the drug smuggling, the child trafficking. These are the people they want to keep here. They want to keep people here that are working for the cartels, that are smuggling children, that are smuggling drugs, that are from violent satanic gangs. Now, why? Why? So they can use these programmed, broken individuals to rise up and do exactly what they have them doing. This is a proxy war that has come to U.S. soil. You only think proxy wars go on in the Middle East. This is a proxy war that has come to U.S. soil, and the cowards who hide behind a Wizard of Oz type curtain and fund these things are doing exactly what Iran does with Hamas and Hezbollah, utilizing a group filled with hate, a broken group, an indoctrinated group, utilizing them within the country they are living in, whether legal or not, and feeding off of that country like parasites to do all the dirty work, the rioting, the protesting, the violence, the attacks, while funding it, but hiding in their offices behind their curtain so they never have to get their hands dirty. This is a proxy war that is using a very similar formula that Iran uses with Hamas and Hezbollah. This is how I know these individuals behind the curtain are helping Iran, are in bed with Iran, are in bed with other nations like this, because they're using the same formula, just a different group of people who are under the influence of the same ancient territorial spirits. Now, we have to understand too, in different parts of the world, you have different territorial spirits. And when you get into Mexico, Central America, and South America, you're getting into Santeria, the Day of the Dead. You're getting into satanic altars. You're getting into satanic worship. You're getting into very involved dark arts. And that is what is being brought across the border as well. Now, the Civil War was fought. Think about this. Think about this, because you have a lot of people saying civil war on the brink of civil war. That's why I titled it this, because this is circulating more and more. It's beginning to be spoken more and more. The Civil War was fought over foreigners who were brought into this land against their will in many ways, sold by their own people. Yes, those in Africa were betrayed and sold by their own people into slavery. Go look it up. They were sold by their own people and brought to U.S. soil. They were foreigners that were brought through deceptive means to U.S. soil. In fact, in Libya, you have Muslims selling blacks on the slave block as we speak. And I don't see any of these groups yelling about their civil rights being denied. I don't see any groups yelling about how Muslims are putting blacks on the slave block in Libya. I don't see Black Lives Matter. I don't see any agendas yelling about this. You know why? Because there's nothing in it for them. To fight for those that this is being done to horrifically, there's nothing in it for them because they're opportunists. Now, if you think about it, the Civil War was fought over keeping individuals here who were brought here from another country under very corrupt pretenses so the South could use them for their purposes as forced labor, as free labor. Think about who is utilized for hard labor in this nation. Who is stereotyped? Think about this for a minute. When you think about hard labor, when you think about certain jobs, just think about it for a moment. Oh, yes, the Democrats, the corrupt, the globalists have created an illusion, but it's still a plantation under the facade. They've created an illusion of freedom, but it is still a plantation under the facade. The corrupt, the deep state, the globalists want to keep them in America to systematically destroy it and be able to utilize them as proxies to attempt to destroy America from within and to bear down too much demand on the system. So the system of America collapses. Okay, so this very thing, what we see happening now in many ways was perpetrated against President Lincoln. So if you think about this, President Lincoln, he was a middle-aged white man that saw that black slaves were human beings, not property, and fought to free them and legalize them. It wasn't the Democratic plantation owners that wanted to give them their freedom. It was a middle-aged white man who feared God, who saw that they were human beings created by God and that they were not property. And I think we forget this sometimes in the middle of all of this. In 1860 to 1861, the ensuing outbreak of armed hostilities were the culmination of decades of growing sectional friction over slavery. So the Civil War was the eruption of decades of hostilities that had been growing in this nation. Between 1815 and 1861, the economy of the northern states was rapidly modernizing and diversifying. And then you see the southern plantation owners, they didn't want to lose all their cheap labor. They didn't want to lose all their free labor. Doing jobs, they would have to pay more to have somebody else do and try to actually give better working conditions. This was about losing their labor force. This was about losing their labor force and their labor force gaining rights so they didn't have to listen to the plantation owners. Now, if you think about it, what was the labor force doing when the Civil War broke out? What were they basically, this particular labor force was doing? They were, for the plantation owners, landscaping, cooking, cleaning, caring for crops. Landscaping, cooking, cleaning, caring for crops. Does this sound familiar to how things have been potentially set up now with certain groups who have been bussed and pushed into this nation? Doesn't it sound familiar, those categories? Because this is what was going on the plantations. Now, the American Civil War, which was April 12, 1861 to May 26, 1865, it was a four-year battle. 4 years is a term as president in this nation. Now, we know most of us know you had the Union and the Confederacy in the Civil War, right? You had the North versus the South. And you had states in the South that started seceding from the Union and separating themselves out from the nation, right? And then you had the Central Conflict, right, which was the dispute over whether slavery should be permitted to expand into the Western territories. Okay, this is kind of what brought it to the breaking point. What we are fighting now is still about slavery, just in a different way. It's still about slavery. It's just been packaged differently. And people need to wake up and realize that. People need to wake up and realize that. The Civil War began April 12, 1861, with the attack on Fort Sumter, right? 9/11 happens to be in the date of the beginning of the Civil War, by the way. So April 12th is when it began. What happened April 12th of this year? The U.S.-China tariff trade war was the shot that was fired that ended up setting all these other parts in motion. So April 12th, 1861 is the first shot fired of the Civil War with the attack on Fort Sumter. You have April 12th of this year, the U.S.-China tariff trade war. And tensions raise in the nation when the trade war happens. If you notice, tensions began to percolate and raise in our nation when this started. Now, June 8th, 1861, Tennessee voters approve a referendum to secede. So states begin to secede from the Union and from having President Lincoln as president, basically. They were seceding from and rebelling against him being president. They were seceding from the Union. This is about June 8th, 1861. It was June 8th 2025 Pentecost Sunday, that mass protest and fires erupted in Los Angeles by those who don't want to be part of a nation under President Trump. Why? Because the enemy has to work in a cycle if he's going to attempt to cause the same result. So if these were the issues within the Civil War that caused the Civil War, then the enemy in a modern day time has to produce a similar temperature, similar events, and a similar trajectory in order to keep that cycle intact and bring this full circle. So June 8th is when this all erupts in Los Angeles. Now, biblically speaking, civil war also occurred between the house of David and the house of Saul when David became king. This same thing happened. So you see it with the Civil War on U.S. soil in American history. You also see it biblically between the house of David and the house of Saul. And there was a commander in Saul's army by the name of Abner. And Abner helped parts of the kingdom secede and installed Ishbosheth, Saul's son, as king over the remaining tribes of Israel, while David was king in Hebron. Okay, this division marked the beginning of a long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. So this marked a long war of this. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Now Saul's cousin Abner, the son of Ner, commander of Saul's army, had taken Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, over the Asherites, over Jezreel. Jezreel is where Armageddon happens. Over Ephraim, over Benjamin, even over all Israel except Judah. Verse 10, Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he became king over Israel, and he reigned for 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David, and the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Now, keep this in mind for a minute. 7 years and 6 months. So David had reigned, in a way, 7 years and 6 months when civil war broke out within the kingdom. President Trump wins the election in 2024, 7 years after the time he first took office in 2017. And we are currently in the 6th month of June when this all erupts. 7 years, 6 months. It's just very interesting how that lines up, right? Interestingly enough, too, the date of June 7th is when the protests began to sort of trickle into LA, and then it erupted on the 8th. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David grew steadily stronger while the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker to the point of being powerless. Now, if this follows suit, there's going to be an Abner, a commander type figure that will defect from the holdouts of Saul and join President Trump, right? That will defect from the holdouts of Saul and join David. I think this Abner might be Fetterman. In some ways, I think this Abner could be Senator Fetterman, because Fetterman initially strengthened himself in the house of Saul. Now, with what's erupted, you see him turning. In the middle of this civil type war, you see Fetterman coming out now against the house of Saul. You see him coming out against his own party. I think one of the Abners in this is Fetterman, and you're going to see this transpire with this man more and more. Watch. As this man comes under the conviction of the Lord more and more and realizes that his own party going to sell him up the river, watch what happens. Okay, so July 7th, 2021. We're going to take you back almost 4 years. July 7th, 2021. In a word from the Lord, this is what was said. There is a boiling point that has been set, says the Lord thy God this day. There is a temperature that has been set. There is a time that has been set, and the components are reaching their boiling point. And this is the time and this is the hour, says the Lord thy God this day, where you will see different parts of your nation, different components of your nation reach their crescendo, says the Lord, reach their boiling point, reach a point, says the Lord thy God this day, where things will spill over and will spill out. Clashes, says the Lord thy God this day, shall spill over and spill out, says the Lord. What has been hidden behind agendas of immigration. This is back in 2021. What has been hidden behind agendas of immigration, says the Lord, shall bubble over and spill over and come to a clash at the border and spill out, says the Lord thy God this day. That was July 7th, 2021. That word was put out. And now we are seeing it boiling over. It is to the point now where it is completely boiling over. April 28th, 2023, there shall be, capitals, a deep gap and split and civil war within one party. A gaping hole, says the Lord, including in a monument. What a spectacle, says the Lord. So you're going to see the Lord starts using this terminology in these words. May 23rd, 2023, this word's over 2 years old, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a civil capital war, says the Lord, civil, a war of cases in the court shall flood the system going into 2024, a case of the century is set to form going into 2024, says the Lord. It's set to form. It didn't say it would be resolved in 2024. We have to look at that carefully. Okay, and says the Lord of hosts, Titans, huffing and puffing as bulls, says the Lord, are moving into their appointed corners. A vying for dominance is not what candidates make. However, says the Lord, a surrender to the strategy I, the Lord, have put forth shall change the course of races. However, says the Lord, shall bulls huffing and puffing be tame enough to accept such? This is the hour, says the Lord, they are to decide as lines are being drawn for a clash of the titans where carnage shall be everywhere if they do not learn to be yoked to the same yoke until the fields of America together, says the Lord. August 1st, 2023. Thus says the Lord, a civil war within the walls of the White House shall spill out. That was back in 2023. December 12th, 2023, in this broadcast, there's going to be some things here for January 2024 too, but December 12th, 2023, this is what I had said in this broadcast. David had already been named king by the tribe of Judah in 2 Samuel 2, 1 through 7. Abner's coronation of Ishbosheth only served to divide the nation and delay David's rightful ascension to the throne, sparking a civil war in the process. So this is what I'm saying in this broadcast, December 12, 2023. Abner's actions began a civil war with the house of Saul and the armies of Israel fighting David, his mighty men, and the tribe of Judah. As the war escalated, the Bible tells us that Abner was making himself strong in the house of Saul. So back in 2023, the Lord begins to show me this, and he begins to point to this very thing between the house of Saul and the house of David. Now, this is where it's going to get even more interesting. January 21st, 2024, in a broadcast, I start talking about for that year, horses that are beginning to contend for the Derby. And this was January 21st, 2024. And there was a horse by the name of Eagle Pass. The horse's grandmother, his grandmother, was called Mass Media. Mass Media, Eagle Pass, comes and is birthed forth from the line of Mass Media. In 2001, the year 9/11 happened, Mass Media gave birth to a horse by the name of Beso Grande, which means big kiss, Beso Grande, big kiss, who happens to be the mother of Eagle Pass. Interestingly enough, we see with David and Absalom, and in Luke 22, with Jesus Christ and Judas, that there is betrayal with a kiss. There's a kiss involved in betrayal. With David and Absalom, David kissed the betrayer Absalom. With Jesus Christ and Judas, the betrayer Judas kisses Jesus Christ. So they're mirror images of each other. David and Absalom and Jesus Christ and Judas, Old Testament and New Testament. So betrayal with a kiss, right? This big kiss, betrayal from 2001, because he was born through mass media in 2001, the year 9/11 happened. This betrayal kiss gives birth to Eagle Pass. So the betrayal causes Eagle Pass. And what's happening to now occur? This is what I said back then, because the immigration issue erupted at Eagle Pass in Texas. This is where the ground zero is for this. This is where it all began to clash and erupt. Now, this is still from January 21st, 2024. I said, now in my spirit, I am prompted for this to look who is contending to get into the Derby. And I found something interesting that's going to blow your mind. Now, there was a horse, this is from January 2024, by the name of Constitution. This horse sired or fathered other horses contending for the Derby. Let me read to you the names of the horses that Constitution sired that came into contention in 2024. Gettysburg Address, right? That was one of them, one of the sons of Constitution. Catching Freedom, Patriot Spirit, Legalize His Rights. These horses were all birthed through Constitution last year when this erupted at Eagle Pass. Legalize His Rights. What are they arguing over right now? To legalize their rights. And you have Gettysburg Address, Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, Catching Freedom and Patriot Spirit. Now, these horses were all sired by a horse by the name of Constitution who came into the picture in 2024. Eagle Pass, Texas, is where this immigration issue initially erupted. It was also a place where a major battle of the Civil War was fought, and it was also in the point of totality of the 2024 solar eclipse. And then you have Constitution and Gettysburg Address setting the stage in 2024 for 2025. Now, January 31st, 2024, I had said, the Democrats want the influx of migrants in order to use them to enslave them. Conservatives are saying they need to come in legally so they can be free. That was the main argument between the North and the South in the Civil War. Lincoln, Gettysburg Address, Constitution, Civil War. All of this was lining up last year. And you saw these things percolating in different areas of life to erupt this year. This was all transpiring, and these territorial spirits were on the move in 2024 and giving it away through these things, giving it away through races, giving it away through media, giving it away through horse races, giving it away through lawfare. They were giving it away last year, the groundwork they were laying in order so that within the first year of President Trump's second term, this would all erupt. Now, in the middle of all of this, if this is not interesting and wild enough for you, we're going to put up a news article. In the middle of all of this erupting, something else has just happened. Islamist terror leader calls for Trump J.D. Vance's assassinations over pro-Israel views in disturbing video. Take revenge. The leader of a heinous Islamist terror group has called for President Trump and scores of his top advisors to be assassinated as revenge for their pro-Israel stances, the Post has learned. Saad bin, whatever the rest of his name is, the newest leader of the group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, issued the disturbing call in a propaganda video released on Sunday as he encouraged Muslims in the U.S. to take revenge, sources confirmed. So here's another one that wants to utilize proxies while he hides in a cave somewhere. So this is all about different proxy wars going on. Different people behind the curtain, hiding in holes, hiding in caves, using other groups to try to carry out terror, commit violence, cause uprisings, cause chaos. This is a proxy war that now has been brought to this nation. Now, in the middle of the uprising, by no accident, during Pride Month, this possessed jihadist is calling for this. So in the middle of, now think about the irony in this for a moment. In the Quran and in the Muslim culture in the Middle East, homosexuality is forbidden. In a month that has been dubbed Pride Month, having to do with the LGBTQXYZ and what's going on there, a Muslim jihadist comes out and calls for an uprising and assassinations of top leaders in this nation because it's the spirit calling for it through these individuals. The same spirit that influenced Saul to call for the death of David, this multi-headed monster that's coming from the same body. That's why all these voices are talking at once. It's a multi-headed monster coming from the abyss and coming from the same body. The kingdom of darkness, when they raise an outcry, it's out for blood to power their altars. When the kingdom of darkness raises an outcry, they are out for blood to attempt to power their altars in order to accomplish the takeover of territories. Now, this occurs June 10th, right? This individual who came out calling for this happens June 10th. So, in a month filled with pride, was as broken out in a purposeful combination to create a storm of destruction, to try a hostile takeover. I'm going to give you the timeline now. I'm going to give you the timeline of this because the timeline of this is quite uncanny what has happened here because we have multiple events going in tandem right now. June 1st, 2025, the Boulder, Colorado attack. An Egyptian national attacks a group of Jews taking part in an event called Run for Your Lives. This was very intentional, to attack a group of Jews at an event that was called Run for Your Lives. This was a warning of what was about to be unleashed. June 5th, you have the President Trump and Elon Musk skirmish that boiled over and spilt out. June 8th, Pentecost Sunday, you have protests and violence and fire that spill over and break out in Los Angeles. June 9th, we have the article for you. June 9th, this happens. Police swiftly remove anti-ICE protesters who invaded Trump Tower as nationwide demonstrations intensify. So basically, while this is going on in LA, the very next day, protesters now storm Trump Tower in anti-ICE demonstrations there. That was June 9th. June 10th, this demonic terror leader calling for revenge and the assassinations of leaders of this nation. within the first 10 days of June, all of this happens. Bam, 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 bam. Rapid fire. Why? Because when the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he's going to launch a multifaceted, multi-level, rapid-fire onslaught in order to try to overwhelm and take over. This is all within the first 10 days of June, Pride Month. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. This multi-headed beast rising up is all attached to the same body. It's all attached to the same body. September 20th, 2024, this is what I said on this live broadcast. I had said the attempt on President Trump's life was July 13th, 2024. If you add up July, which is the 7 month, 13, 20, and 24, you get 64. Now, 1864 was the year the Civil War began. So the date they literally attacked Trump and tried to destroy him equals 64, and it was 1864 that the Civil War began. This is why the dates line up like this, because they were attempting to do this to attempt to start another civil war and have enough blood to get a dark gate back open. This is why they're doing this. Now, if you look at September 15th, 2024, 9-15, 2024, the second attempt on his life, you get 68. 1868 happened to be the first election after the Civil War ended. And destroying President Trump before the election would have given them a chance to reopen a dark gate very wide, just as they did with Kennedy. This is why you see calls for this during Pride Month. This is why you see this. The dates within those attempts contain within it what they wanted the outcome to be. Civil war. The dates within those attempts contain what they wanted the outcome to be. If you don't think the enemy is that deliberate, if you don't think the kingdom of darkness is that deliberate, if you don't think those who serve in Luciferian orders are that deliberate, then you really don't understand how the kingdom of darkness works. You know what? That's okay. Let there be trolls, because that means we're on to something. Praise God. So don't worry. Our moderators will take care of that. No problem. Now, going to May 8th, 2025. We're going to go back now to words from the Lord. Excerpts. May 8th, 2025. Assassination attempts and successes in this time, says the Lord. Be on guard in your nation, says the Lord, for the church has the power to step in the gap and thwart crashes that have been set in motion by those holdouts of Saul, the holdouts of Ahab that desire to crush the people that sit in their high place and attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation, that attempt to call them troublers of Israel. Now, this is May 8th, 2025. Assassination attempts and successes in this time. In this time, June 10th, 2025, this individual comes out with this, calling for exactly just that. Also, I believe it was in Colombia. It was in a South American country that there was an attempt on a gentleman that was running for president. Why? Because it's lining up because of Pride Month and because of the summer solstice and because of what this represents. May 29th, 2025. So this word was given. You could go watch it. It's called Global Judgments at the Altar of Pride. This word was given May 29th, 2025, just days before all of this erupted. And this is what it says in this word. Gird up your loins, my capital people. Gird up your loins, for the enemy has gone out to hunt. The enemy in this hour, when the Lord says in this hour, it is imminent. Okay, this is what I've learned too. The enemy in this hour is attempting to raise an altar, for the demon of pride, capital, has gone out to hunt, says the Lord. It has gone forth to raise an outcry in this hour, says the Lord. It is looking to make a name, capital, for itself within upcoming months, says the Lord. This is May 29th. It is looking to exalt itself above the leaders of America. It is looking to exalt itself and take a seat that is like capital God. However, it is far from such, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the enemy attempts to open a gate. The enemy attempts to breach, capital, the dam, says the Lord. A physical breach in a large dam in your nation shall be a physical sign, says the Lord. For the enemy looks to breach in order to cause the idol of pride, capital, to be exalted within the nation, says the Lord. Pride, capital, is seeking vengeance, says the Lord. It is seeking retribution, says the Lord. For it has been wounded, says the Lord. A gaping wound has been inflicted upon such because of the intercession of my people, capital, says the Lord, because of the biblical and prophetic events that occurred in your nation the year prior, says the Lord. It has been wounded, yet in its rageful state, it is on the move, says the Lord, in order to stir up strife in this hour, to stir up persecution in this hour. For, says the Lord, this is a multi-headed monster, a multi-headed power that comes forth from the same body, says the Lord. They will all attempt, they will all, it means all the heads of the monster, they will all attempt to rear up in this hour and speak blasphemous utterings. They will attempt as one voice to bring an outcry. They will attempt accusations that are rooted in doctrines of demons and talking points of devils, says the Lord. Some will attempt to merge capital in this hour, says the Lord, for they attempt to raise capitals, an altar of pride. They seek the witch of Endor to call up whom they please. They seek sacrifice upon this altar in order to regain a grip within the nation that has weakened, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, for that multi-headed beast shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. It has attempted to set up its throne and exalt itself, says the Lord. The crash, capital, shall be loud, says the Lord, and the leaders of each head will be struck in this time. And there shall be many scandalous falls and a stripping of the facade that they so put forth, says the Lord. Their money laundering shall be exposed, says the Lord, for they have made covenants with other nations that seek to destroy America, to launder money through their organizations. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beasts, plural, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great, the heads shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. For the altar of pride is being raised up in this hour, has to do with the clashing of nations as well out of the flesh. The challengers have arisen against America. The challengers have arisen against the president, says the Lord. And intellectualism will do nothing, capital, to put such rebellions down, says the Lord. For the altar, a high altar of pride, is powering such. And to bring the rebellion down, you must tear down the altar, says the Lord. This was given, this word, days before all of this erupted. The Lord said it would be in the upcoming months, but this was given before it all erupted, before this timeline. And I'm going to go over it again one more time. I'm going to go back to the timeline, because this is how they attempt to get civil war, is they have a multi-headed monster bring an outcry at the same time, because it's all being powered by the same body, by the same altar, by the same territorial spirits. So, June 1st, 2025, Boulder, Colorado attack. An Egyptian national attacks a group of Jews taking part in a group called Run for Your Lives. That was the enemy's warning. You people of God better run for your lives because we're coming for you. That was a veiled threat from the enemy by attacking that. And it was an Egyptian that attacked Jews because you're going all the way back to Egypt in the Exodus. June 5th, 2025, Trump and Elon erupt publicly. June 8th, 2025, Pentecost Sunday, protests and fire break out in Los Angeles as well as violence. June 9th, 2025, anti-ICE protesters storm Trump Tower and are arrested. June 10th, 2025, this demonic terror leader calls for revenge, jihad, whatever you want to call it, and the assassination of leaders in our nation. This is the multi-headed beast bringing an outcry at the same time in order to bring it to the brink of war using proxies that they have brought into this nation who are violent, who are unstable, who are smuggling, who are trafficking, who are assaulting women, who are part of demonic gangs, bringing them in as proxies as Iran brings in Hamas and Hezbollah to do their dirty work. The corrupt, the globalists, and whoever else is with them are bringing them in and brought them in ahead of time as proxies so they could, within the first year of President Trump being president, strike. Why? Because they waited a little too long with COVID to do it to him. They waited 2 years in. They weren't going to waste any time. And they went 6 months in. And on Pride Month, when an altar is raised, this multi-headed beast comes out of the abyss. Because this is how the kingdom of darkness operates, as a multi-headed jackal when it wants to come forth and try to come after the people of God in a nation and try to take down the leadership of a nation. Intellectualism will do nothing to destroy this beast. Intercession, prayer, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, speaking the word of the Lord, and judgment coming down from God's court is what is going to destroy this. This will be thrown down from a high place. And anyone that is calling, I will tell you this, for the assassination of leaders in our nation, in the administration, are going to be struck down themselves in this time. They will be paid their wage with their life if they do not shut their mouth now and retreat. Because that altar, God is bringing judgment against. You've got now jihadists in Pride Month having to do with LGBTQ rising up because they're all merging. And they don't even know why they are. It's because they're under the control of dark powers that are now merging all of these companies of voices to bring this outcry in the whole nation. Up, Chris Wagner, my husband's in the chat. I just saw him. He's in the chat. Hi, honey. Okay, so this is why we have to understand our role as the church in this. It takes the Acts Church to put down a multi-headed beast like this. They want civil war. They want to bring it to the brink of this. They do through proxies that they've brought in. And it's up to us to stand right now and to speak the truth and the word of God into the situation and put that beast down and cut it off at the head. It's up to us. So as we're talking about this, I have, because they've got information to talk about with this too, I have Andrew Sorcini and Clay Clark that have been waiting in the back listening. We're going to bring them both on now, and we're going to talk about this.
Hello. Greetings. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fired up. I tell you what, listening to you, it's impossible to not get fired up, and I appreciate you lowering your broadcast standards for allowing me to be on your show.
Well, thank you, Clay. Very sweet of you.
Thanks for having me as well. I managed to chew off all my fingernails while I was listening.
Oh, I know. Andrew normally hangs back when he comes on too, and Clay at times, yes, will hang back and listen as well. So, gentlemen, let's talk about what's going on.
Yeah, well, I had five things I wanted to insert, or five topics I wanted to bring up, but I wanted to get your discernment on that, both Andrew and Amanda, and the big five things I want to focus on is this thing called collapse, and maybe somebody agrees and maybe somebody disagrees, but I want to talk about these five areas I see collapse taking place. One is I'm seeing collapse in confidence in the United States dollar happening. Mm-hmm. And I can give you tangible examples. Countries all around the world, specifically the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they are simply choosing to transact without using the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a surge in the amount of purchasing going on of silver right now. You are seeing Russia, you're seeing China hoard the earth's gold. You're seeing the world's central banks hoarding the earth's gold. Now, for years, countries invested heavily in the U.S. dollars, in the U.S. dollar. They were competitive about it. Countries were trying to sort of compete to see who was going to be allowed to invest in our dollars. But now, Sorcini, I'm seeing, and I want to get your thoughts, I'm seeing countries treat the U.S. dollar as though it's a plague, as though it's almost like a hot potato. They don't want to be left holding the U.S. dollar. I want to get your thoughts on that, Andrew, because you talk to people every day that are trying to protect their wealth from inflation, but you also study the headlines, you watch the news, you see the trends. You've been doing it for 30 years. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, it's 100% on the money. There's an article that came out today on CNBC, and people out there can search it. Just search CNBC. Dollar divorce. And what they're talking about is Asia's shift away from the dollar. Now, de-dollarization isn't anything new, but they feel so threatened in Asia about how the United States has weaponized the dollar that they're like, okay, well, let's just wash our hands of it and let's convert all of our investments and assets into the currency of our own country. Yeah. And Asia makes up like the biggest part of the world. So I think that this is yet another thorn in the side for the dollar, and one that we probably can't recover from. And I've actually seen this firsthand in both different parts of Asia, especially Japan. They don't want any currency at all. They don't want the U.S. dollar. So things are changing.
Interestingly enough, too, I'll tell you two things that this is happening with Asia as Trump is reaching a trade deal. Right. With China. So this is interesting because this is like opposites, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have Japan and China right now who are on the brink because Chinese aircraft carriers have entered Japanese waters. So you see this happening amidst right. all of this as well.
And I will say this too, and this is what President Trump calls the weave. This is called the weave. Eric Trump calls this the weave. It's where you take two seemingly unrelated things and you somehow tie it together. So, Andrew, here we go. Today I was on the phone with Eric Trump, but true story, Eric said, hey, make sure you tell Amanda hello. Tell Amanda and the whole Amanda Grace crew hello. He's really funny, by the way, when he describes, you've heard him do this. He describes your show. He says, this is a sweet lady. She's a prophetic. She's a biblical teacher. She has animals everywhere on the set. And he always is telling me about that. But he said, hey, tell Amanda I'm coming to the VIP dinner in Tulsa. Tell her hello. I can't wait to see her again. So I'm just communicating on behalf of Eric Trump. Hello to everybody. I was talking to Eric today about arranging an interview he'll be doing soon. But he will be, Eric will be coming to our upcoming business conference. For those of your listeners who know this, I've been doing business conferences for 20 years, which is crazy. It's crazy. I've been doing this for 20 years. I usually do 4 to 5 a year. Our next one is September 25 and 26, September 25, 26. And Eric Trump is going to actually be at our workshop. He's going to be there teaching. He and I have teamed up together. We're hosting Tim Tebow and Eric Trump and I. We're perpetually hosting business conferences together. And again, because Amanda has lowered her standards, I said, Amanda, could you come and teach and preach the word of God? So, Amanda, you know, you're going to be teaching the word of God on Friday night. So for anybody who got a business conference on Thursday, a business conference on Friday, I'm trying to trick Andrew Sorcini to coming there as well. We're going to have Alina Haba's going to be there. Eric Trump's going to be there. We're going to have almost like a reunion. A lot of the different reawakened speakers. Mel Kay will be in the house. Dr. Stella Emanuel. But it's a business conference. And that's what I've been doing for 20 years. I teach people how to grow companies. And so Eric is going to come to this. And by the way, he's heading off to Asia here. He was telling me, hey, I'm heading off to Asia, heading here, heading there. I'll be. So I'm just telling you, Eric is heavily involved. The Trump family is heavily involved in investments in Asia, the Middle East. And what Andrew Sorcini is saying is 100% true. So I encourage everybody out there, look up the article. We can pull it up maybe one more time. I know your producer's working double time now. It's called Dollar Divorce, question mark. This article, I'm just going to read part of it to you. It says here, Asia is progressively moving away from the U.S. dollar as a mix of geopolitical uncertainties, monetary shifts, and currency hedging prompt de-dollarization across the region. Recently, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, ASEAN, committed to boosting the use of local currencies. Anyway, yada, yada. I'm telling you, I ran into people at our last business conference. Amanda, Tim Tebow was there. The Flyover Conservatives were there. People that are longtime listeners to your show. And they've said, Clay, I have literally doubled my investment since buying precious metals from Andrew. Let me give you another example. Andrew, this is a very true example. There's a guy named Rich DePetris. Big shout out to Rich DePetris. Rich DePetris, if you're watching this, this goes out to you. Rich DePetris is a retired school teacher. What a great man is he, Richard DePetris. Everybody look him up, Richard DePetris. You can find him on Google. He's not famous yet. Great guy, retired teacher. And he told me, Andrew, he said, Clay, well, you know what I've been doing since I retired? I said, what have you been doing? He says, I'm buying gold. And this is a guy I've known forever. And I go, you're buying gold? He says, I am doubling my investments, baby. This guy, I'm telling you, he's a retired school teacher. He picked up a side hustle, and he's taking all of his money. Not some of it, but all of the money he's making. Sorcini, he's been buying gold, hearing us on this show for the past 3-4 years. And he says, I'm a retired teacher. I knew this would happen. I'm buying gold. He's literally doubled the value of his investment. So again, talking about the collapse, thing number one, the collapse of the dollar as we know it is happening. And I just encourage everybody out there, find a way to participate. Some call this a wealth transfer. I'm not going to go that far, but Amanda, I think everybody out there, it would be foolish to know that the value of the gold's going to go up and the dollar is going to go down, and to not participate in that in some capacity. So that's collapse number one. Collapse number two, I'm seeing a collapse of God, aka biblical-based morals. You know, I remember as a kid, if you were the crazy kid in the high school, in my high school I went to, if you were the crazy kid in middle school, Amanda, you and I are about the same age. You know, Sorcini's an old guy, though. He's probably 5 years older than us. But Sorcini, you remember, if there was one kid at your school that would smoke, there was always one kid who was the smoker, the senior, he'd be smoking, and you're like, that guy smokes. And he'd be out there smoking, and people are like, oh, this guy, he's going to detention. This guy, he's going to be a nobody because he's drinking, he's smoking, he's engaging in looking at adult content. He always brought the dirty content to school. Now, I mean, that's on your phone. Now everybody's vaping, and now you're seeing LA. Yeah. Everybody's setting stuff on fire. People are calling what's good bad, what's bad good, and back to the weave. Sorcini, you're right there in the heart of LA. That's where BH-PM is based. You're right there in the heart of LA. I'm sure we could give out your home address so all the protesters could come and interact with you today. But you're right there in L.A. Sorcini, are you seeing smoke in the air? Are you seeing flare guns? Are you seeing Jack Henry?
We've been far enough away from it where we've been safe, but we're at a point where there's places we can't go. Like there's a, I'm very much into baseball, and there's a rivalry matchup coming to Dodger Stadium this weekend, and I would love to attend, but I'm not going anywhere near downtown at this point with everything that's going down there. I'm liable to get hit in the head with a rock or all the freeways are closed. I don't know which ones are open. So best to just stay away.
You know, I want to teach you a way to protect yourself if you want to go to the game. I've thought through this, Amanda. I've thought this is a strategy to help Andrew protect himself so he can go to the game. I don't want you missing out on the game, Sorcini. You've been working hard 3 decades in the precious metal space. You deserve those season tickets. What you'll want to do is you want to show up with a megaphone, and you want to begin chanting things that are not true, right? Like, all illegals deserve to stay forever. And people are like, hey, get out of the way. This is our leader. All illegals deserve to stay forever. And then you're going to pass out fireworks, like sparklers, you know? They're gonna, here's free sparklers, free sparklers. And people are going to go, this guy, he's on our team. And they'll part the way, it'll be like the Red Sea parting Sorcini. That's just a strategy. And then once you get into the game, then you can put the megaphone away. I don't know if you've thought through that strategy, Amanda. I don't know biblically if that's even a correct strategy, but that's just something I think, you know, if he brings the megaphone. Amanda, what's your thoughts though? Seriously, I'm seeing moral collapse. I'm seeing people, what is good is being called bad. What is bad is being called good. Are you seeing it too?
Yes, because we're racing towards the latter time for the book of Revelation. So this is why we're seeing the collapse and the failure, because we're watching this progress. But we're also watching this because the church needs to rise to the occasion and do their job.
Right.
In this nation.
Now, I have this is the third area of collapse I'm seeing. I'm seeing a collapse of the maternal desire to raise kids. And the desire that every father should have to raise their kids. Let me just give you an example. This is an actual notable quote. I'm quoting Elon Musk. Elon Musk is saying, this is what Elon Musk is saying. He says, in the future, we'll be something sort of like a futuristic cyborg. This is Elon Musk. He said this on August 2nd of 24. He said, in the future, humans will be something like a futuristic cyborg. I'm quoting Elon Musk. Where did he say that? He said that on the podcast he did here. This is a podcast. I'll put a link maybe in the show notes so people can see. This is the I'll find it in just a moment. This is an actual podcast that he was on here, the Lex Fridman podcast. So he was on the Lex Fridman podcast. Elon Musk, let me find it real quick here. He said this. He said out loud during an interview that in the future, humans are going to be like a cyborg. And you're going, no, he didn't say that. He did say that. And you say, well, why would he say that? I don't know why he said it, but that's what he said. He's talking about his vision. It's episode 438. I'm putting a link to it right now. Okay, here we go. This is real time. I'm linking it up. I don't people think I'm making this up. There you go. Put a link. People can watch it later. Elon Musk. And then you could say, well, what? Well, then you have, Yuval Noah Harari is saying, that this is Yuval Noah Harari on September 27th. He said, then you have Elon Musk. He's starting a new evolutionary process of inorganic life forms that could spread very quickly. Elon Musk and Yuval Noah Harari are talking about mixing man with machine, which to me sounds a lot like the days of Noah, the Nephilim, fallen angels mating with humans. Sorcini, you're one of the few people that I know that's a big fan of creating inorganic life forms. I'm just kidding. But Sorcini, what's your thoughts? I mean, does this freak you out? I know you're a precious metals guy, but does this freak you out that people are talking about going and choosing their baby's eye color and talking about raising a cyborg baby that's created and grown outside of the womb?
It's too far-fetched for me. I mean, I'm grateful that I'm past that point in my life. I probably should be fearful for the people that are not, but it's like it just doesn't feel very godly. And I don't talk about God as much as I should on a lot of these interviews, but if we were meant to do that, we would have been doing it from day one.
Amanda, what's your thoughts on that? It's so blatant now, this idea of this collapse of what it means to be a mom, what it means to be a dad, merging man with machine. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, if you think about it, you had the first, we'll call it interruption, that Satan attempted to do, right? With bringing forth this hybrid race, right? Then after the flood, he did it again. That's why Goliath and his brothers, and you had giants still in the land, and them talking about giants in the land. And Caleb would talk about the warrior giants in the land, because the enemy came in and did it again. Now, if the enemy's done that twice already, right, wouldn't you think if Jesus Christ is saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so it'll be in the coming, in the days of the Son of Man, don't you think he's going to do it again? Don't you think he's going to find a way to do it again in the end times and the last days to try to disrupt again the events of Jesus Christ and the events of unfolding of Almighty God coming and defeating him? So we have to understand that there's good reason that he says, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, because if the enemy did this at the beginning, right. He's going to try to do this again. And this is why God says he's the beginning and the ending, meaning Almighty God, because he already sees this. He already knows this is coming. He's already calculated this in. But this is why you're seeing this, again, mixed race, hybrid, man, machine. The enemy has found a modern way to reintroduce that idea of Nephilim.
It's so wild. And I, as we're talking about the collapse, I want to give people encouragement, but I also want to just tell you what I see. Amanda, one of the things with the Reawakened Tour, you know, we did 24 events together. Andrew, we're there 24 events. Andrew, I was harassing you 24 times. Eric Trump's there 24 times. You're there. General Flynn's in the house. So many neat people were there. Dr. Stella, Emmanuel, Jim Brewer, Roseanne. And we came together, and it was like for a day or two, it felt like it was the 80s, the 90s, the 60s, the time it felt like we were watching Full House. I know Bob Saget wasn't on our team. It felt like we were watching, you know, Family Ties. It felt like we were watching, you know, some sort of wholesome. You remember that? It felt like it was a wholesome time. We were all together. And, you know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. It felt like for a couple of days we were in the presence of people that loved God, loved country, and loved their business or their job. You know, the Bible tells us in the Bible we're supposed to work as unto the Lord. Folks, don't believe me. Look it up. In the Bible is written in Hebrew, and the Hebrew word for work means worship. And the word worship means work. That's a Hebrew concept. So when you work, you're working as unto the Lord. Okay. Yep. And God wants you to be successful so you can grow more, you can sow more, you can tithe more, you can donate more. Money's just an amplifier. And I think one of the things is we're seeing society collapse its moral values, and people are economically collapsing. Okay. And what am I saying? I'm seeing people that are going, you know what? I'm not even going to try working anymore. So, Gene, you live in LA. You see this. People are like, you know what? I'm done working. I'm just going to get right there in front of Sorcini's house. And Sorcini, he probably lives behind a gate. By the way, folks, if you want his address so you can go protest there directly, we'll be passing that. If you stay tuned long enough, I'll see if I can put out his address there. But no, there's people out in LA. Sorcini, you know, you wake up early, you go for a jog, and you have to jog by homeless people everywhere. A lot of people have just given up. They've just given up all hope. And so, I tell everybody, if you come to this business conference September 25 and 26, it's going to be your opportunity to get that check up from the neck up, to be filled with hope, to be filled with enthusiasm, and to be filled with practical knowledge. You probably won't get business college. We're going to teach you how to start and grow a successful company. It's search engine optimization. It's marketing. It's branding. It's sales. It's accounting. It's hiring. It's all those things. It's how to build a team. However, there's three components to growing a company. And Sorcini, you see this every day. One of them is it's practical. You know, the practical. You actually sell precious metals. It's a practical thing. You people buy, people sell. It's very practical. The second, though, is emotional. If people called you and you were always emotionally unstable and trying to push people into buying some product urgently, no one would want to buy from you, right? So it's literal. It's literal. You have a supply chain. You have a system. You have a process. That's literal. The second is it's emotional. You have a good emotional state. You're not emotionally unstable. And then the third is spiritual. People can just sense something when something's off. And so I'm telling you, if you want to get your literal business skills aligned, get to this workshop. If you emotionally need a checkup from the neck up, come to this workshop. And then spiritually, I can't provide that for you. That's why I called Amanda. I said, Amanda, could you lead a service, a church service? Could you teach the word of God? Could you do that? You said, absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to go from 7 to 5 both days, 7 a.m. to 5, teaching business stuff. We'll have lunch both days. But right at 5, Amanda, you're going to be teaching the word of God. Yeah, we're going to have great praise and worship. We're going to have a time of prayer and healing, a time of prophecy. And then from there, we're going to go to the VIP dinner featuring Eric Trump and all the speakers. And so, Gina, I just want to get your thoughts. You were at these events. You came to the Reawaken America events, which, by the way, were just an extension of the business things I've been doing for 20 years. So you got a chance to see the kind of energy there. So, Gina, how would you describe what it was like to be in the room with General Flynn and 3,000 Christians, 5,000 Christians that love the Lord, that love America? How would you describe that energy?
It's actually mind-blowing. I went there a few different times, and specifically to share my experience in working with you and how it could apply to other people. But I found that while I was there, I'm sitting around and just listening to what's going on, and I'm just listening to you have either yourself or other people on stage explaining every stage of owning a business to people. And I'm just thinking, like, geez, where was he back, you know, 20 something years ago when I really needed it? It's every person that's starting a business really should go to this business conference, because it really sets you up for the peaks and valleys that you're going to see. It shortens the learning curve quite a bit, and I found it very helpful for me, even after being in business for a very, very long time, to continually go.
Amanda, I want to get your thoughts on this, because you know, I've talked about this offline. You know, you want your listeners to be spiritually fed, and you also want them to be financially stable, be financially solvent. Could you talk about that, Amanda? Kind of what, you know, your mindset on your listeners doing well financially?
You know, when I talk about money, it's a tool. Money is nothing more than a tool that you are blessed with in order to accomplish the things the Lord wants you to accomplish on this earth. And that's how you have to look at it, because the Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. This is why you see all these big agencies in bed together too, right? Big Pharma and FDA and all of this. This is why you see all of this. So money has to be seen as a tool. And when you have these tools, you can go out and do even more that the Lord is asking you to do, and he's requiring you to do.
Yep.
So you want to see people look at it that way. Be good stewards. Be responsible with it. You know, biblically apply principles so they can go into new territories and do what God is asking them to do.
You know, final thing I wanted to share, this final area about this collapse, because I'm trying to, you know, to tell you the problem, but I'm trying to propose a solution. I've seen a collapse of courage, and I want everyone to look this up and assume I've lost my mind. Maybe your producer can pull it up, but if you go to usdebtclock.org, it's a great way to get depressed, and I know that's what people don't want to do, but if you go to usdebtclock.org, it can be disturbing if you don't believe in Jesus. So usdebtclock.org, you know, America today, there's 341 million Americans listed on that website, 341 million Americans that live here on usdebtclock.org. And right there in that middle column, if you scroll down, it says U.S. population. You scroll down a little, there you go, 341 million Americans. But look at this, Sorcini. You have in America just 9.2 million self-employed people. What that means is if we had 10% of our population that was self-employed, there would be 34 million self-employed people. But no, there's not 34 million self-employed people.
Yeah.
We have 9.2 million self-employed people. That means there's 2.7 million people out there that are self-employed. Or sorry, 2.7% of our population, 2.7% of our population that's self-employed. Think about that for a second. In a country with 341 million people, just 2.7% of our population is self-employed. And according to Inc. magazine, maybe your producer can look this up. According to Inc. magazine, 96% of businesses are going to fail by default. If you just go to Google and type in 96% of businesses fail, Inc. magazine. So what that means is by default, 1 out of 1,000 Americans are successful as business owners. And you go, how is this even remotely encouraging? Well, Andrew, people just don't know how to do it. And so, Andrew, as you pointed out, we teach people the literal path. I mean, I've been out to LA multiple times. I use a GPS to get there. You know why? Because I have no idea how to get there. I know I need to go left. I need to pull out of my driveway in Tulsa and hang a left. I know if I see somebody running around with a megaphone passing out fireworks, I should probably turn around or not go that way. I know I'm smart enough to not, you know, to get into a riot. I'm smart enough to not drive into a river, but I don't know the nuances of how to go from A to B. And so many people say, you know what? I want to be successful. So if you're watching right now, I have 3 calls to action for you. If you will go to thrivetimeshow.com, I have over 2,000 testimonials of real clients. We had a guy at the last conference. I'm not kidding. A person who came to our last conference that owns a professional sports team, and their success is, and you go, that doesn't seem believable. We had somebody at our last conference. He was 47 years old when he first teamed up with us. He now has a multi-million dollar consulting practice. You say, I don't believe that. His name's claystairs.com, a Christian man, claystairs.com, S-T-A-I-R-E-S, Clay Stairs. Beloved Cheesecakes, wonderful lady, has cheesecakes in Oregon. She's grown her cheesecake business by tenfold. We have an auto detailing company called Bespoke. They've increased the number of leads they're getting, called Bespoke Refinement, by 12 times. Why am I giving you these examples? ShawHomes.com, they just sold the business. You know Aaron and Deb Antis very well. They're friends of yours. We helped them grow their business from $14 million to $150 million. Yet the last conference, there was a guy in the conference sitting there right in the very back. A billionaire. This guy has built a billion-dollar company. He's been a client for many years. There's a cosmetic surgeon sitting in the front row at our last conference. This guy, he could not afford a ticket when I first met him 8 years ago. Now he's super successful. And I say all this is everybody out there, you need to say yes to the business GPS. So what you need to do is go to thrivetimeshow.com and watch a testimonial tonight. Yes. Number two, our tickets for our events, they're $250 or whatever price you want to pay. Now here's the call to action. If you use promo code Amanda Grace, this is what happens. Amanda refuses to let me pay her anything related to what's called a promo code. But what Amanda does, this is true. Amanda knows this. Many people, myself included, we've had copious legal fees related to the Reawaken tour. And so if you use promo code Amanda Grace,
I donate back to him.
A percentage of you get a discount. You get a discount as the buyer, but not only do you get a discount, but typically you pay a promo code to the podcast or whatever. Amanda says, no. That money is going back to help pay those legal fees and to help win those legal battles. So again, you get a discount if you use promo code Amanda Grace. Also, you have a chance to win a backstage pass. You too can meet Eric Trump. And I wouldn't advise you that you maybe spend your time with him by talking to him about Elon Musk, but maybe you want to. I don't know. All I'm saying is you have a chance to win a backstage pass. You have a chance. You get a discount. So use promo code Amanda Grace. So step number one, go to thrivetimeshow.com. Look at those testimonials. Step number two, find a way to get to Tulsa, Jerusalem. Find a way to hear Amanda Grace preach and teach the word of God live in person here, September 25, 26. Find a way. Go to thrivetimeshow.com. Find a way. Find a way to get here. If you need to get here on a horse, you need to rent a cow from Amanda. You need to go to her animal rescue and rent a cat and ride the cat from New York to Oklahoma. If you need to rent a turtle, maybe she has a turtle or a monkey or some sort of exotic animal, go to, call Amanda. Maybe you can rent a bird. The bird can carry you to Tulsa. Find it. Maybe you need to walk. You need to start right now. Go to thrivetimeshow.com. Find a way to get there. Use promo code Amanda Grace. And then finally, this is a big thing for everybody out there. I just encourage you to become a person of action. If you're watching today's show, I know there's a collapse of a lot of things we can't control, but be a person of action. So if you have some wealth and you want to protect it, I would do what I do. I'd go to bh-pm.com. I'd try to schedule a consultation with Andrew and his very busy team so you can understand how to protect your wealth against the destruction of inflation and central bank digital currency confiscation. I recommend you do that. I recommend you come to a conference, but no matter what you do, take action and prayerfully consider taking action, because it's not good for us just to be a hearer, Amanda. It's very important for us to be doers. And I just encourage everybody out there in this world of craziness, let's take massive action. Let's see if we can make this the best year possible.
I agree, gentlemen. So you want business, Clay? You want gold and silver, Andrew? Moral of the story right here. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on.
And if you want to rent a cat, talk to Amanda Grace.
If you want to rent a cat, talk to me. There you go. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye. And Andrew will be back on in a couple of weeks. I like to bring them on also so you all can learn. If you want the opportunity, I like to bring them on so you receive the opportunity. As well as they're watching all of this go on too. So they're watching it from a different perspective than me. So the Lord has me watching this from a prophetic biblical perspective. They're watching it from a business financial perspective, but we're all watching the same thing. So it's interesting sometimes to have them on. They are hysterical. Clay is like being on a roller coaster without a seatbelt. So if that's the kind of thing you're into, that is Clay Clark for you. So one more thing before we end tonight, really, because we don't have much notes to go on tonight as far as the ending goes, but we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week as well. If something else happens, I may go live again one more time. So I'm going to watch and we're going to see and I'm going to pray. But we have to be intentional people of action right now. We cannot squander and bury the talents that God has given us. We can't squander and bury the voice God has given us. We can't get drowned out in our own problems that we can't even see ahead of us the path to do what God needs us to do. The enemy is banking literally on you not being intentional, on you not taking action, on you not being doers. He's banking on this for you to remain idle and not want to take a stand. He is banking on this. So we have been called to be salt and light, to be voices crying in the wilderness, to speak the truth of God, to use the sword of the Spirit, to go forth into this world and effect change for the kingdom of God. This is what we're called to do. So remember that in this time. And we'll put up You know what? We're not going to put anything else up. We're just going to go right to commercial in a minute. But what I'm going to do is we're going to be doing shorts the rest of the week as well. So please look for them. Please share this broadcast if you can. We would very much appreciate it. We have some other announcements coming up soon that will be announced in the coming weeks. Really exciting announcements that are coming up as well. So armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. The word is living, active, and current. For every generation, you have to activate it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. We also have other Psalms up there as well as Ephesians chapter 1 and 3, those scriptures 16 and 20 and 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Those scriptures I say every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, because that was straight spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God, that prayer that was given to Jesus Christ himself to teach his disciples, as well as Hebrews 11. If you need faith, if you need to build your faith, Hebrews chapter 11 is one of the greatest chapters on faith within the New Testament. So I encourage you to do that as well. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on soon. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals, kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.